This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. I apologize about my voice today. I'm just recovering from a cold. A Los Angeles-based band steeped in traditional Mexican musical culture from Veracruz is going on tour to spread their music and their message. Las Cafeteras are a six-person band that has been around for a decade, bringing audiences an energetic mix of son jarocho and politics. The band came out of LA's East Side Cafe and have gone on to enjoy major successes. And now, during a contentious election year, they're taking their music on tour. Joining me on the show is Denise Carlos and Hector Flores, two of the members of Las Cafeteras. Welcome to Rising Up, Carlos, Denise and Hector.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us. Well, explain for our national audience what your music is all about. You know, some Los Angelinos know what son jarocho is, but most Americans have never heard of this musical tradition.
Like son jarocho is, I always explain like it's kind of like hip hop. There's elements that come together to create a beautiful sound that's rooted in a people's experience and struggles. Son jarocho comes from Southern Veracruz, and it's a genre, it's a type of music, it's a culture, it's a way of life that combines stringed instruments, poetry, dancing, zapateado, and it's a music that comes from a fusion of African, indigenous, Arabic, Spanish beats, rhythms, and rhymes. And it found its way through many different ways to Los Angeles many, many moons ago. And we were students of son jarocho music. And then, you know, little by little, we organically began to evolve and put in ska and punk and hip hop and a bunch of other rhythms. Also with the messages of like who we are as a people, as Chicano folks from LA.
How does son jarocho lend itself to political expression? Is there a call and response aspect to the music?
So in my learning of son jarocho music, the way and the reason that I gravitated towards the music was because it was a historical lesson of slavery in Mexico and also in the Americas, and also how people who can feel oppressed or silenced can rise up in their song, can rise up in their art. And so it only makes sense that it would go hand in hand with any kind of struggle or ideology of rising up. And so for me, at least, it's something that just makes sense when we're talking about the situations that we're living, when we're talking about creating a better world, better understanding of ourselves, that son jarocho would be the kind of music that allows me to do that in my expression.
Yeah. So it's this combination of stringed instruments as well as percussion. And a little bit later in our conversation, we'll play one of your songs for our audience. How does your politics play out in your music? Because you guys are not just a musical band, you're inherently political. You've played at many political events, you've raised money for and just been present, and even in your music, put out very strong political messages. And I should mention to my audience that Hector and Denise are joining us from a coffee shop at while they're on tour, hence the sounds of the espresso machine. Go on, Hector.
Yeah, we're in Chicago, and so the wind outside would probably sound the same as the espresso machine.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of folks will call us or will label us a political band. And for us, it's important for folks to know that we don't label ourselves that way. We say we are first storytellers. And we, like the great Nina Simone said, it's the artist's duty to reflect the times. And so, at least for me, I understand that that's my responsibility and duty for myself to validate my own story, my own experience as a Chicana woman growing up in Los Angeles, but also to be able to reflect in my music, in my art, what I see around me. And so because we actually met doing some community organizing in different levels, doing activism around our own neighborhoods, it was only natural that it would also come into the music that we play.
Yeah, like me and Denise met at a space called Casa de Pueblo. That was a Zapatista inspired and supported organization. And I met Jose Cano at a rally against budget cuts at Casa de Ley. And so we actually all mended the movement, and a lot of us got really involved in the movement for the garden in South Central LA. And many of us, myself,
the South Central Farm
in LA, So we're all organizers, movement kids, and when we played, when I started learning to play this music, it's very natural for us to sing about the stories that we're fighting for. And so that's, you know, we kind of grew up in the movement, and so it's just part of who we are. For other folks, you know, it's not, and it's clear, you know, like, you know, it's the other artists feel, you know, they just want to sing about love, or they just want to sing about bling, or they just want to sing about whatever. For us, it's all of it.
For some people, love is political too.
That's real. I stand corrected.
There you go. Now, you guys have been together for a long time, 10 years. And by the way, I also want to bring up the fact that that a year ago, your band was in the news facing some criticism from a former band member who left, Annette Torres, who claimed that she was kind of pushed out because of sexism and misogyny. I want to give you the chance to respond to that, because those are serious allegations, particularly for a band who prides itself on political activism and on progressive politics. Hector or Denise?
Sure. You know, I'm a therapist. I do mental health work. And so it's critical and important for me to understand that one person's story is to be honored and to be respected as their own story and account of their life experience. And so I will never negate that for anyone. However, a lot of the stories that were illustrated by Annette had to do with the experience that Leah and myself had, and kind of utilized to encourage an understanding of what our band is, that we, you know, may have some politics or ideologies that may not go hand in hand with the messages that we sing about, right? And so what I would like to say is that as a woman, I've faced and experienced sexism my whole life. As a woman, sexism and the music industry have played a big role in my role in my band. And so I am just proud to be in this band. I'm sorry that we had to part ways, but you know, it's like a divorce. There's three sides to the story, each person's and the truth, right? And so we sprinkle in our own experiences with also understanding that there's private matters at hand that we're not going to talk about. We respect the net, but we also stand by our integrity as a band, our voice, my role as a mujer, and also that this band is totally encouraging and empowering for me as a woman. And so I would never be part of a sexist organization, although as a woman, I have encountered some things that are challenging, but I always am right there challenging back. And so the men in this group always encourage that and would never dictate my role, my voice, my power. And so again, her story is her story. Mine is mine, and so all I ask is that people hear me when I talk.
So this year is an appropriate year for the two of you and your fellow band members to take your broader political message on the road, given the election year, given how Donald Trump's message of hate has really motivated so many people to kind of come out, get registered to vote. How are you hoping that your music becomes an antidote to some of the hateful rhetoric that's coming out in the news?
You know, it's interesting for us, you know, this type of music, this is Afro-Mexican music that we play, but we mix in all kinds of genres. And it's amazing how many people like really feel the music and come together, you know? So there's a lot of, like, people don't always want to talk about politics. And so, but people are always down to, you know, to get down with the song. So I think for us, like, music has really been a beautiful bridge and bringing people together. Where Donald Trump's trying to build walls, we're trying to build bridges. And so, like, and across the country, whenever we have a show, we, in the middle of our show, we always have there's a song, Señor Presidente, that we play. And we always ask the audience, what would you do if you were president?
And in fact, let's play, you know, a clip of you performing that song, Señor Presidente, and the political messaging that comes in the middle of that. Here is Las Cafeteras. Nope.
Yo vendo la fruta para sobrevivir, me gusta la... president, don't even play. You've got to reform immigration today so that hardworking people can stay.
Yeah!
And you know, Mr. President.
Yes.
What's going on? Taking your mic for a little bit. Mr. President, you know, if I had your job, I know what I would do. But you know, we came from East LA all the way to Troy, New York.
Damn.
To ask the people what they would do if they were president.
Ask the people!
Ask the people!
What?
Ask the people!
What? Ask all right. The people!
So what I'm gonna go around and do right now, I want y'all to raise your hands. I'm gonna come out with the mic and you can tell everybody here what you would do if you were the president. Cool? Cool?
No, you want to.
Las Cafeteras performing Señor Presidente. My guests are Denise Carlos and Hector Flores, two of the members of the six-person band Las Cafeteras. Tell us about this band, Señor Presidente, in particular, maybe some of the lyrics even. I recognize something about lemon and lime and corruption.
Yeah, there's like song, Señor Presidente is actually an old school Son Jarocho song. And so when we started learning the song, a lot of the like old school traditional lyrics that we were learning, it became very apparent that what people were asking and demanding for in Mexico many, many years ago are still the demands we're asking for today. Quality education, access to water, dignity in the workplace. So we took that song and we decided to like flip it and rewrite our own lyrics here about the experiences we're facing, you know, as people living in the United States. So the chorus goes, me gusta la lima, me gusta limón, pero no me gusta tanta corrupción. We love lemons and we love limes, but we can't stand corruption. And then, you know, we'll share sort of a, we'll share different, it becomes a performance piece, and we go out and ask people what they would do. And we talk about all kinds of stuff. We talk about what? Universal healthcare, queer liberation, same-sex marriage.
Budget cuts,
you know.
Colleges, rising tuition.
Most definitely. So we talk a lot in that one song, you know. I mean, we're like a ghetto band, a hype band, a celebratory band, but that song's, we get straight to the point, you know?
And you know, the intention behind kind of stopping the song and just asking folks like what they would do is also for us to encourage folks to not depend on the president or policy or politicians to change our world, that we also have to take it upon ourselves to look at our communities, look at our homes, and really do our part, be active participants in the change that we want to see or that we want to live, the world we want to live in. And so I completely understand that my everyday life might not change if there's a different president. However, I can do something about anything that I have a problem with. I can at least have a conversation. And so it's really encouraging in being able to hear from all across the country, like what people would do if they were president,
yes,
how they would encourage everybody else. And I think we need to reflect in that as well and not just expect somebody on, you know, in the White House or on a throne to dictate our lives.
And the best answers have come from young people, yeah, like kids, simple to the point. Like, it's incredible across the country.
I like the one where they say they eat ice cream every day. I'm down with that.
So tell us about your spring tour. Where are you heading around the country? Where can our audience find out whether you're heading to their city and where they might be able to get tickets to come and see you?
So if you're ready to get down with Justice and get down with us, like we'll be playing in Thalia Hall, Chicago, tomorrow night. We'll be going to St. Louis, Missouri. We'll be going to Boston,
mm-hmm, New Haven, Connecticut.
We're gonna be hitting
Brooklyn, New York,
most definitely, mm-hmm, and then we'll hit up
Tex-Mex.
Yeah, we'll do a Texas tour.
So we're on lascafeteras.com, Facebook, Instagram. We're everywhere,
and all the
chisme sites that you're that you want to look at in social media.
So that's lascafeteras.com, and we'll post a link to that from our website later today at risingupwithsonali.com. I want to thank the two of you so much for joining us. Good luck to you on the tour.
Sonali. Hey, much love to you, Sonali. Love your work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Likewise, Denise Carlos and Hector Flores are two of the six members of the band Las Cafeteras, and they're on tour. You can find out more at lascafeteras.com. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're going to go out with more from their song, Señor Presidente. Here again are Las Cafeteras.
Hello, your name and where you're from?
Abby, Troy.
Yeah! Yeah. What would you do if you were president, Abby?
Free education and healthcare.
Abby for president!
Defense budget.
I like that. Your name and where you're from?
My name is Felipe Colón.
Hola.
Vengo de Puerto Rico.
Boricua, Boricua.
¿Qué hiciera usted si fuera presidente? What would you do if you're president?
Okay, I start the migrant.
Yeah! All right, decided after to join us. Your name and where you're from?
Paula from Troy.
Paula, what would you do if you were president?
Quadruple minimum wage.
Señor Presidente.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be cool. But if you keep raising tuition, I can't go to school.
Chale.
Señor Presidente, le vengo a contar que sin aseguranza no me van a operar, pues. So y'all know what I need right now, right?
What?
You want to know what I need?
What?
Some universal healthcare, some universal healthcare, some universal healthcare, some universal healthcare.
Señor Presidente.
¿Qué quieres?
Señor Presidente, what's with all that hesitation? Another black boy was killed that looks just like you. And where's the investigation?